Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schock. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
So, did you have a nice weekend?
Had a large weekend. Traveled up to Lexington for the roundup, the Ag College alumni thing. Got to see Bethany, so everything was cool.
Yeah, I know that you really enjoy going to those ag roundups.
Yeah, I tell the same story. You see all your college friends and tell the same story. You tell them once a year, you know.
Oh, yeah, and I know they weren't able to have it last year, so
you probably had
a wild big time.
I don't know if I was wild, but I had a big time.
Well, I mean, you know.
I know what you meant.
It's almost like, you know, the things that you used to do, you know, and then you weren't able to. It's like it really makes you.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the things that I used to do when I was in college. And I'm like, no, we're not going to talk about those.
No. One thing I do would like to mention, today is a very special day for me.
Really?
It's my anniversary.
Yeah. Oh.
7 years.
7 years you and Grant have been married.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
What's Lena Grace doing for her mom and dad tonight?
Well, she's going to the babysitter's, and then we're probably going to, I was hoping we'd get out for lunch, because I don't think we're going to make it to dinner.
Okay.
So anyway, we're going to take a lunch outing.
All right. Well, that'll be all right.
Yes. So happy anniversary, Grant. Now, this is an important topic we're about to talk about, that I feel like. And I guess with having a little one, I'm kind of looking about certain things that relate to this topic. But October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So Chris, why should our listeners be concerned with cybersecurity, especially right now?
You know, and I think I vision some folks listening to us this morning, driving down the road, and they're like, well, I've got a flip phone. I don't even care about cybersecurity, all right? But let me tell you what, I've read some stuff here recently, and it's scary. I mean, you get hacked. You talked about your daughter. I've read some situations where kids have gotten hacked and did not know that they were hacked and their information had been taken until they turned 18 years old and tried to apply for some credit.
Wow.
And they couldn't get it because somebody had been using their stuff, their information. So, you know, cybersecurity, and I think we're all doing more online.
We are.
Okay. We just talked about the roundup deal all the ticketing was online. It seems like anytime you do anything, it's all online anymore and you just have a picture. You don't have a paper ticket in your hand.
That's right. And they'll do the same thing like that for other events too.
Well, sure, airline tickets and everything like that. So yeah.
So what tips do you actually have for folks today?
Well, I think the number one thing is to guard your information, okay? And be smart about things. Definitely be smart about things. If it looks too good, if it sounds too good, it probably is too good. Now, Kristen, I don't know about you, but I don't know a lot of prince and princesses. And so if I get an email from one of them, I'm probably not going to click on it, okay? And we all, I guess, screen our calls because it seems like every day someone's trying to sell me insurance or try to get a hold of me for my car's extended warranty. Anybody that knows my old truck knows that that's a joke. But I will tell a story, Kristen, how we need to be very careful and we can get into stuff. And it's funny now. It wasn't funny at the time. I received a telephone call one night from Glasgow. And so I would answer that, you know, on my phone. It came up as Glasgow, and I answered it. And it was someone pretending to be the Barron County Jail.
Really?
And they said that they had somebody there, and they gave my mother's name. And wanted me to accept a collect call and then for me to take my credit card and put money in their account.
Wow.
Now, the funny part is I called my dad afterwards and I said, hey, where's mom? And he said, in the shower. And I said, are you sure? But anyway, so but the fact that they knew my mom's name, the fact that they called my house, and like that. So stuff can happen very easily. So we want to definitely be, you know, secure, that kind of thing. Again, being sure of what we do, using good passwords. Let's not use the word password for password.
Try to come up with one a little bit.
Let's try
bit
to
more.
Be real creative. And let's not use the same password. I think that's a common thing, that people use the same password for everything. Okay?
Yeah, and you all think right? It's going to be good for all.
But it's not, because if they hack you once, then they can get into other things. Okay? And you say, Chris, you say, I have a hard time with these passwords. I come up with a system on my passwords, okay? All right? And so there are different things on the internet that will help you come up with passwords and ways for you to remember them. You can take pictures and stuff. And if you got any questions, you can always holler at us at the Extension office.
That's right. Chris, thank you for all that information and tips about Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Make sure you come back here with us tomorrow because I'm going to be talking about all things peonies. So make sure to join us here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big thank you and a shout out to our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hobdy Dine Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.